Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying seven miracles of Christ, the signs of power in John's Gospel. In this session, we'll be looking at John chapter 4, verses 43 to 54. Jesus is the object of faith. Let's read our text, John chapter 4, beginning with verse 43. Now, after the 2 days, he departed from there and went to Galilee. For Jesus himself testified that a prophet has no honor in his own country. So when he came to Galilee, the Galileans received him, having seen all the things he did in Jerusalem at the feast. For they also had gone to the feast. So Jesus came again to Cana of Galilee, where he had made the water wine. And there was a certain nobleman whose son was sick at Capernaum. When he heard that Jesus had come out of Judea into Galilee, he went to him and implored him to come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. And then Jesus said to him, "Unless you people see signs and wonders, you will by no means believe." The nobleman said to him, "Sir, come down before my child dies." Jesus said to him, "Go your way, your son lives." So the man believed the word that Jesus spoke to him and went his way. And as he was now going down, his servants met him and told him, saying, "Your son lives." And then he inquired of them the hour when he got better. And they said to him, "Yesterday at the 7th hour, the fever left him." And so the father knew that it was at the same hour in which Jesus said to him, "Your son lives." And he himself believed, and his whole household. This again is the second sign Jesus did when he had come out of Judea into Galilee. This miracle illustrates the reality of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. The nobleman believed. It says in verses 50 and 53. The nobleman implored, it says in verse 47. We can see in our text three steps of faith which illustrate the movements through the person's salvation, through the process of a person's salvation. First, the creation of the nobleman's faith. Chapter 4 and verse 47. When he heard that Jesus had come out of Judea into Galilee, he went to him and implored him to come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. Notice the flow of movement. Heard, went, implored. Christian faith grows from these three essentials. He heard of Christ when he heard. He was told of the mighty work of Jesus. He understood that Jesus was no ordinary person. He had his ordered life disturbed by Jesus. Romans 10:17. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word or the gospel of God. He heard of Christ. He came to Christ. He went. When faith is created in the human heart by the word of God, the mind, the heart, and the will move to action. Matthew 11:28, come to me. Luke 9:23, follow me. Luke 13:24, strive to enter. These are all active verbs that call for a specific response. And then, after he heard of Christ, he came to Christ, he asked of Christ, he implored. That word means asked, besieged, desired, entreated, or prayed. Salvation is not of works, lest anyone should boast, Ephesians 2:9, but it is of an active faith. It's the same with the unbeliever and Christ. Second, the conviction of the nobleman's faith. John chapter 4 and verse 48. Then Jesus said to him, unless you people see signs and wonders, you will by no means believe. In spite of his desperation, the Lord did not spare him. He had to believe. Then see the touch of healing. Two demands were placed on his faith. Obedience to the word. Go your way. Verse 50. Your son lives. And so the man believed the word that Jesus spoke to him and went his way. Dietrich Bonhoeffer said, faith is not faith unless it leads to obedience. There is no substitute for obedience in either the sinner or the saints. So, two demands placed on his faith. Obedience to the word and dependence on the Lord. Verse 53, he himself believed and his whole household. The healing of his son affected not only the man, but also his entire household. He became an open follower of Christ. He learned to live by faith. Thomas had to learn this. In John chapter 20, verse 24, now Thomas, called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said to him, we have seen the Lord. So he said to them, unless I see in his hands the prints of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe. After 8 days, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas with them. Jesus came, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst, and said, peace to you. Then he said to Thomas, reach your finger here, and look at my hands, and reach your hand here, and put it into my side. Do not be unbelieving, but believing. And Thomas said to him, my Lord and my God. And Jesus said to him, Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. Romans chapter 1, verse 16 and 17. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. And then third, the confession of the nobleman's faith. Chapter 4, verse 53. So the father knew that it was at the same hour in which Jesus said to him, your son lives. And he himself believed and his whole household. Christian faith is a confessional faith. Christ never called secret disciples. Early believers were publicly baptized. Baptism is the outward expression of personal faith in Christ. Confession of faith is twofold. It's confession to God. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. We cannot confess outwardly what we do not know inwardly of personal faith in Christ. So, confession of faith is confession to God, but it's also confession to men. Again, verse 53. So the father knew that it was at the same hour in which Jesus said to him, your son lives. And he himself believed and his whole household. This man's experience was so real that he was able to influence his whole house. His confession to God was matched with a confession to men. Matthew chapter 10, verse 32. Whoever confesses me before men, him I will also confess before my Father who is in heaven. Remember the response of Peter's sermon on the day of Pentecost. There was conviction of sin, Acts 2:37. Men and brethren, what shall we do? There was conversion of life in Acts 2:38. Repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. And there was confession of faith, Acts 2:41. Then those who gladly received his word were baptized, and that day about 3,000 souls were added to them. Conviction of sin, conversion of life, and confession of faith. You have a great day.